In Berlin today, the president of Afghanistan urged international donors to remain committed to his country. Hamid Karzai appealed to participants at a donors' conference to prevent Afghanistan from becoming a haven for drugs and terrorism. His government estimates the price tag for creating a self-sustaining country is $27.5 billion over a seven-year period. At the meeting today, international donors pledged to meet Afghanistan's target of $4.4 billion for this year. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
More than 2 years after the U.S.-led war toppled the Taliban regime in Afghanistan, some aid groups warn the country could revert to what they call a narco-terrorist state. As he appealed to international donors, President Karzai himself raised concerns about private militias and the drug trade.
Nobody wants to be called a drug dealer, especially not a nation. We would pride ourselves on the food production that we have. We would pride ourselves on lots of other forms of agriculture that we have. And here I would request the international community to help us fight it and to help us create alternative livelihoods for our people.
Karzai won plenty of praise and moral support at the conference, including from Secretary of State Colin Powell, who said the U.S. won't abandon Afghanistan.
I just want to assure President Karzai and through him all Afghans that the United States views this as a priority mission for us. NATO views it as their number one priority operational mission. The international community knows its obligations, and we will meet those obligations.
But Paul O'Brien, who's based in Kabul with CARE International, is not convinced.
We have not seen a demonstrated commitment from the international community to take on the drugs challenge in Afghanistan. And if you don't do that, everything else will start to spiral downwards. We have not seen a real commitment from the international community to take on the security threat outside of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Much of the country remains in a security vacuum where the national security structures do not have the capacity to challenge local warlords and private militias.
The administrator of the UN Development Program, Mark Malik Brown, says when it comes to security matters, aid groups want to see more boots on the ground, while governments are just making promises.
There are those on the sides of governments who are responsible for the troop commitments who say, trust us, it's all under control, we've already made the commitment, it's going swimmingly. And there are those of us on the development side who think that these guys won't look us in the eye and look at their shoes whenever we ask them, when the actual deployment is going to happen.
Malik Brown says security will be key for elections this September. He's been passing the hat at the Berlin conference to come up with $80 million to buy voting equipment and basic office supplies for Afghans as they prepare for a vote. As for Afghanistan's overall needs, he says the main thing this conference can accomplish is getting donors to think about the long-term needs of Afghanistan.
It is still the country with the highest aid dependency in the world, in that the projections of now an aid need of $4 billion a year are against domestic revenue last year of $200 million. That is 5%. There's no other country in the world which comes close to that level of dependence.
What Afghans need most, he adds, is predictability, though most donors are bringing pledges just for the next year or two. The U.S. Congress has already appropriated $2.2 billion for Afghanistan in the current fiscal year. The European Union, Germany, and Japan are all making pledges in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Berlin.